And welcome, everybody, to a very, very windy Schuyler County Irwin High School. This afternoon, it's an LNC contest, Schuyler County Rams, the West Rand Hornets. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by the Schuyler County Boosters, Exchange Bank of Northeast of Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. Hogatires and Insurance, Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis, Northeast of Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times, Schuyler County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Slayton Polaris, and Tri-County Electric. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, West Rand, they come into the record of 4-13, coached by Taylor Tanner. Leading off, playing shortstop, Marshall Kitchen. The catcher, bat second, Cooper Harvey. At shortstop, batting third, Ashton Dale. The cleanup hitter, the pitcher, is Gage Boger. At third base, batting fifth, Connor Haynes. At second base, batting sixth, D.C. Dale. At first base, batting seventh, Rick Stevenson. In left field, batting eighth is Colt Bondi. And batting ninth is Grady Colley. And I would say, since I don't have a right fielder, he's playing right field tonight. And again, West Rand comes in, record of 4-13, and coached by Tyler Tanner. As West Rand has been introduced, Schuyler County players are being introduced, and I'll tell you what, Mark, I'm going to bring it back to you, and I'll be back with a play-by-play in about 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
Good morning from 8:30 to 9 a.m. for Coffee Break right here on 100.5 KMEM FM. Each morning we'll feature a guest or an organization from right here in the community talking about the issues and events that are important to you. Start your morning off right with Coffee Break right here on 100.5 KMEM FM. Coffee Break is brought to you by Max Super Saver, Scotland County Hospital, Tri-County Electric, Van Buren County Hospital, and Prairie Land FS.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour. Presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows dip down to about 34 tonight under clear skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. Lows around 41 tomorrow night. Clear skies. Mid-70s Thursday. Much cooler Friday with highs in the upper 60s and scattered showers possible. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 63.
The Helena Field Link Minute. Today, agri-intelligence specialist Aaron Siebenek highlights how extractor tissue sampling allows farmers to go to the field with a targeted approach to nutrient management.
So extractor is really unique, and it takes tissue sampling really to that next level. So we're able to take their tissue samples and we geo-reference them much like we would with a soil test and run it through our AI 360 platform. And when we do that, it gives us the ability to go back and look at that spot of the field multiple times throughout the season. But it also gives us that ability to graph that tissue sample and kind of give us a chart of what's happening and show us where the deficiencies are versus just looking at the standard numbers with percentages and we're trying to make our own assumptions. The extractor program also gives us a good set of recommendations where we are deficient so we can work with our Helena rep to really place the right products on the right acre for what that crop's telling us it needs.
For more tips from Helena, subscribe to Helena's Field Link podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Irwin High School. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Baseball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for Schuyler County, 6 and 11, coached by Brad Moncrief. Leading off, playing and catching, Cale Windy. Batting second, playing shortstop, Elliot Sevitz. In left field, batting sixth, Ryan Ferris. The cleanup hitter, third baseman, Cooper Amon. In right field, batting sixth, Brody Weaver. The DH, bats seventh, Mason Windy. The pitcher bats, well, Mason Windy bats sixth. Now the pitcher bats seventh, Connor Smith. Cohen Mead, first baseman, bats eighth, and Bryson Wilson at second base, batting ninth. So it'll be Cale Windy, Elliot Sevitz, Ryan Ferris, Cooper Amon, Brody Weaver, Mason Windy, Connor Smith, Cohen Mead, and Bryson Wilson. And taking a look at the defense for Schuyler, in left field, Ryan Ferris, Eddie Berry in center, Brody Weaver in right. He's going to have his hands full with the wind blowing right in toward home plate. At third base, Cooper Amon, Elliot Sevitz, shortstop, as Bryson Wilson at second base. Cohen Mead at first, behind the plate, Cale Windy and Connor Smith on the bump as Marshall Kitchen stands in. First pitch from Smith is swung on, and a foul ball down the third baseline. That's the way this one starts. It was a changeup, and Marshall Kitchen, the center fielder out in front of it, 0-1 to Marshall Kitchen. Cooper Harvey on deck, Ashton Dale in the hole. Just a start as Connor Smith stands on the tall right-hander. Next pitch on the way. Swung on, fouled out of play. And it's 0-2 to Marshall Kitchen. As the West Rand dugouts on the third baseline, so they're going to get that wind right in their face all night long. The 0-2 pitch from Smith on the way. Just a little bit low. Nice eye by Kitchen. Might have been a little bit inside. And it's a ball and two strikes to Marshall Kitchen. As Smith winds and fires a little bit high. And it's two balls and two strikes on Marshall Kitchen. Kitchen right-handed hitting center fielder. As Smith winds, fires, swung on, ground ball to Sevitz. He's up with it at short. Long throw over and gets away from the first baseman, Cohen Mead. And Kitchen's going to go into second base. So that's an E6. And Marshall Kitchen winds up at second base. Brings up Cooper Harvey, the catcher. Left-handed hitter. Stands deep in the box. Al Smith out of the stretch. Checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way. A little bit outside. And it's a 1-0 to Cooper Harvey. Ashton Dale moves on deck. Kitchen on second base, nobody out. And Smith looks in the wind. He gets the sign, checks the runner. Now throw to second as Sevitz tried to sneak him behind Kitchen. Kitchen back in time. Still 1-0 to Harvey. Next pitch. It's a little bit high, ball two. So Cooper Harvey, left-handed hitter with a count of 2-0. Next pitch swung on, a fly ball in the center as Eddie Berry chased it. Dove for it, couldn't come up with it, and it's picked up by Ryan Ferris. That's where that wind's going to make a big difference. That ball normally would have carried out to Eddie Berry, but it's blowing a gale from right field, so it's going to affect everything in the air. So Cooper Harvey, first hit of the night for West Rand. Kitchen goes to second, or third. That brings in Ashton Dale, the shortstop. So to third, and Kitchen back in time. So Ashton Dale, the shortstop. Moving on deck, the pitcher, Gage Boger. Connor Smith, pitch on the way. Change up a little bit high, and it's 1-0 to Ashton Dale. That's Connor Smith. Checks the runner at first. Bright sunshine, pitch on the way, a little bit low, and it's 2-0 to Ashton Dale. Kitchen on at third, Harvey on at first, nobody out, top of the first, no score. Smith, next pitch on the way, swung on and popped up. Eddie Berry in, he'll have this one. And the throw, home cut off by Smith. And Ashton Dale flies out to center field for the first out. That brings in the cleanup hitter, Gage Boger. Right-handed hitter. Runners at first and third for Westram. First pitch. It's a fastball, a little bit high. 1-0 the count on Gage Boger. On deck, Connor Haynes. Smith, again, is going to throw to third. And when he threw to third, there went Harvey to second base, and he goes in head first. So second, third for Westram. Top of the first was one out. 1-0 of the pitch on Gage Boger. The wind, the pitch. Fastball inside, ball two. So 2-0 of the count on Gage Boger. Smith's gone back to the wind with runners second and third. The wind, the pitch. Swung on, tap foul at the plate. As third base coach, Coach Tanner, picks it up, flips it to Cooper Amon. He gives it to Connor Smith, and it's a 2-1 to count on Boger. Smith gets the sign, the wind, the pitch. Swung on, fly ball. And Eddie Berry, he has it, and they're going to test his arm as the runner Kitchen from third comes home on the sack fly. And it's 1-0, Westram with the lead as Gage Boger sacrifice fly as he flies out to center field for the second out. And that brings in Connor Haynes. As Haynes, tall right-handed hitter. First pitch, it's ball one. So 1-0 to Connor Haynes. On his second is Harvey. Two out, one run across. Smith's pitch on the way. Curveball outside. And 2-0 the count to Connor Haynes. D.C. Dale moves on deck. Smith out of the stretch, the pitch. Swung on. Tap foul off the screen. The on deck hitter, D.C. Dale, picks it up, gives it back to Wendy. Wendy gives it to Smith. And it's two balls and a strike on Connor Haynes. The stretch by Smith. The 2-1 pitch. Strike call at the letters. And it's two balls and two strikes on Connor Haynes. Smith gets the side, checks the runner. Pitch on the way, swung on, popped up. It's way out of play. And the count stays even at two balls and two strikes. So 2-2 the count on Connor Haynes. Smith looks at the wind, he gets the sign. The stretch in the pitch, a little bit outside. Counts full, 3-2 on Connor Haynes. So Haynes stands in. Smith stretches and pitches. Outside, ball four. So Connor Haynes will take the two out base on balls. He trusts the first base. So Westram first and second with two out. That brings in D.C. Dale, the second baseman. Right-handed hitter. Smith stretches, pitches, swung on and missed strike one. So 0-1 the count to D.C. Dale. Rick Stevenson stands on deck. Smith again, checks the runner. Stretch in the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Will it stay in play? No, it's chased by Amon and way out of play. Just about over on the softball field. So 0-2 the count on D.C. Dale. Smith checks with Wimby, gets the sign. The stretch and the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. As Dale goes down on strikes with a third out, And for West Round at the top of the first, they score one run on one hit, one Scotter County error, and two left on base. We played one half from Scotter County. And after one half, it's West Round 1 and Scotter County nothing. And tonight's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Scotter County Boosters, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, August Harrison Insurance, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. Take a look at the defense for the West Round Hornets. In left field, Colt Bondi. In center field, Marshall Kitchen. Grady Colley in right field. At third base, Connor Haynes. Ashton Dale is at shortstop. D.C. Dale at second base. Rick Stevenson at first. Behind the plate, Cooper Harvey. And Gage Boger is on the hill. And I still haven't written this down, so we'll do that right now. I'm going to write down Bryson Wilson at second base. Like I said, I've told you people many times, I do not multitask real well. So the last one to make it out was on second base, I guess, Russ Harvey, so he had to get his stuff on. There's a pitch. As again, early in the game, these pitchers take all the pitches they're allowed. And I suppose teams coming in here on this all-weather turf, the pitchers especially like to the mound is the same. It's just not raw dirt. Still get the same footing and all that, but I suppose mentally there might be a challenge mentally till you throw four or five off of it and find out you're not going to fall down. So there's the pitch. There's the throw to second, right on the money. And Cale Wendy will lead things off here in the bottom of the first for Scotter County. Elliot Sevitz moves on deck. Ryan Ferris in the hole. 1-0. West Rand with the early lead. Gage Boger, right-handed pitcher, stands on, gets his side. First pitch to Wendy is bounces it in the dirt. It's on deck batter. That's Elliot Sevitz. I think that's kind of the rule. If the ball gets away from the catcher, goes to screen, the on-deck batter comes and picks it up. Keeps the game moving right along. The 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Nasty slider. 1-1 to count on Cale Wendy. Boger gets the sign. Now the stretch. Pitch on the way. Swung on. And a base hit into right field. He just kind of stuck his bat out. Excuse me. It went over the first baseman's head. Second baseman. D.C. Dale made a dive for it off the end of his glove. That's going to be a leadoff single for Cale Wendy. He's on at first, brings in Elliot Sevitz. So Sevitz, the shortstop, Ryan Ferris on deck. Cale Wendy on at first with nobody out. Boger checks the runner. The stretch and the pitch. There goes Wendy. There's the throw. He is safe. He slid under the tag. The throw was there, it looked like. But Wendy slid under the tag. The umpire was right there, too. So Wendy on at second base with nobody out. And I think the first one was a ball. Next pitch on the way. Outside, I'm going to say ball two. Since the umpire, because the scoreboard has nothing on it. I'm going to say 0-2 as Boger's next pitch. It's low ball three. There we go. 3-0 the count on Elliot Sevitz. As Ryan Ferris stands on deck. Wendy on the second base. Boger stretches and pitches. Four straight. Well, okay, should have been 2-1. Now it's 3-1. So 3-1 to count to Elliot Sevitz. Boger stretches and pitches. the low ball four to Elliott Sevitz. He trots to first base. And now that brings up Ryan Ferris. So Ryan Ferris looks down to Brad Moncrief at third base. On deck to cleanup hitter, Cooper Amon. Let's see if Coach Moncrief tries to move him along. First pitch outside, ball one. And Boger may, again, between his ears, he's having trouble throwing strikes. 1-0 the count to Ferris. The stretch of the pitch, in the dirt, ball two. So 2-0 the count to Ryan Ferris. Boger steps off, runs up the baseball, now steps back on. Checks Whitney at second. 2-0 pitch on the way. Swung on. Pop fly to second base. Infield fly rule. And is taken by D.C. Dale. So Ryan Ferris flies out to second base for the first out. That brings up the cleanup hitter, Cooper Amon. So Cooper Amon will stand in. Still runners at first and second. One out as Boger stretches. There goes Wendy. Didn't even look at Wendy. And the hit and run was on. Amon swung out and fouled it back, but Wendy had that one stolen. He had that. He had five steps. Because Boger got into the windup. He never looked at Cale Wendy at second base. Now he's looking. 0-1 to Cooper Amon. Now he steps off. Wendy steps back on the bag. Shortstop and second baseman not even close. Now the shortstop's going to move over just a little bit. Stretch by Boger. Now the pitch is low, ball one. So 1-1 to count on Cooper Amon. Brody Weaver stands on deck. On it for second base, Cale Wendy. Elliott Sevitz on at first. One out, 1-0, West Stratton for the lead. Pitch by Boger. Low, ball two. So 2-1 the count on Cooper Amon. Boger waits for Amon. Amon, the right-handed hitter. Boger, there goes Wendy again. Swung on and bounced back off the front of the padding right in front of me, and it's two balls and two strikes. So, again, it may have been a hit and run. Because that's the second time Wendy's had that bag stolen, and Amon had swung it. He swung him strikes. It wasn't like he swung at a ball. So, 2-2 the count on Cooper Amon. So, Amon called the timeout and took him for call strike three, tried to call timeout. Umpire didn't give it to him, and by that time, Boger threw a strike. So Cooper Amon goes down on strikes for the second out. Brings up Brody Weaver. Now say first and second for Skyler, and two out. As Boger's first pitch swung on and fouled back. There's a lot of room from home plate to the backstop here in Skyler County. So, again, not having the catcher or the umpire run back there every time saves a lot of time. Next pitch to Weaver. It's the fastball outside, ball one. So 1-1 the count to Brody Weaver. Mason Wendy stands on deck. Cale Wendy on his second. Elliott Sevitz on at first. Two out, bottom of the first. Trailing 1-0. There's Boger. Goes to first and almost threw away. Tried a little trickery. He stepped off, looked at second, then threw to first. And the first baseman did a heck of a job. He kind of threw it behind him a little bit. But there goes Whitney again. Strike, call, double steal for Schuyler County. As Cale Wendy steals third base and Elliott Sevitz right behind him taking second base. As Brody Weaver took a strike. So 1-2 the count on Brody Weaver. Boger stretches and pitches. It's a foul ball. He tried to check his swing. ball, just found a little piece of the bat. So it's still, well, maybe it didn't. Scoreboard says 2-2. Maybe it went off the catcher's glove. I couldn't tell. Yep, 2-2 is what the count is. So Boger stretches and pitches. Swung on and pop foul down the right field line, out of play. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes to Rody Weaver. On a new baseball, still 2-2 to Weaver. Boger stretches and pitches. It's lowered in the dirt. Nice dig by the catcher, Cooper Harvey. It's a full count on Weaver. So Rody Weaver right at it, hitting right fielder. Boger stretches, pitches, strike three, call at the knees. And Rody Weaver goes down on strikes with a third out. And for Schuyler County in the bottom of the first, they score no runs, one hit, no errors, and 2 left on base. We played 2 full from Schuyler County. And after 2 full, it's Westland 1, Schuyler County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMN by these Schuyler County Boosters, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools. So we go to the top of the second. It'll be the bottom of third of the lineup for Westland. Rick Stevenson, Colt Bondy, and Grady Colley. And back to the top of the order at Marshall Kitchen. So the only run of the game so far has been an unearned run. Schuyler County made an error on Marshall Kitchen, the leadoff hitter, and he went to third on a single, came home on a sacrifice fly by the pitcher. So they waited for Cale Windy. Connor Smith says he's had enough warm-ups, so I figure one pitch by Smith and down the second it'll go. This wind is tremendous. Wind always blows here at Schuyler R1 school, but this is almost on the verge of ridiculous. Straight out of the west. As going to be Colt Bondy. Now Rick Stevenson will lead things off. The first baseman takes it. First pitch low for ball one. So 1-0 the count on Rick Stevenson. On deck, Colt Bondy. Connor Smith winds and pitches. Swung on and tap foul. Evens the count, a ball and a strike on Rick Stevenson. Went after the high hard, went and tapped and foul. So 1-1 the count on Stevenson. Shred, the pitch is outside, ball two. So 2-1 the count on Stevenson. Stevenson, a right-handed hitting first baseman. Connor Smith winds and pitches. Swung on, foul, out, back and out of play. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on Rick Stevenson. Stevenson stands out, now stands back in, even with the plate. Connor Smith winds and pitches. Just a little bit inside with a changeup. And it's a full count on Rick Stevenson, leading off for the Hornets in the top of the second. Connor Smith, pitch on the way, swung on, a fly ball. Eddie Berry is there, fights the wind, puts it away. And Rick Stevenson flies out to center field for the first out. Colt Bondy, the left fielder, will stand in, right-handed hitter. Connor Smith looks into when he gets the sign. The wind, the pitch, swung on, foul back and off the screen. And it's 1-0 to Colt Bondy. On deck is Grady Colley. Nobody on, one out for West Rabtop the second. 1-0, Hornets with the lead. As Smith's pitch on the way. Just a shade inside. 1-1 to count to Colt Bondi. Smith winds, fires, swung on, ground ball to Wilson at second. He's up with it. Over to first in time for the out. And Colt Bondi grounds out 4-3 for the second out. That brings in the number 9 hitter, Grady Colley. So Colley, he's the right fielder. Smith pitch on the way. Not very tall, so he's a tough batter to pitch to. Pitching downhill all the time. The 1-0 pitch from Smith on the way. Outside ball 2. Connor Smith not taking a lot of time. Gets the ball, gets the sign, and he's ready to pitch. The wind and the pitch. Swung on, a fly ball down the left field line. The wind pushes it foul and out of play. He picked on a changeup and kind of hooked it a little bit down the line, but the wind caught it, and that was it. So 2-1 the count. Don Grady Colley. Smith, pitch on the way, swung on, tap foul, and he was a count 2 balls and 2 strikes on Grady Colley. So Colley stands up in the box, right-handed hitter. Smith, 2-2 pitch, headed home, swung on, two hopper to Amon at third. He's over first in time for the out, and Grady Colley grounds out 5-3. For the third out, and for West Ram in the top of the second, 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 1.5 from Schuyler County, and after 1.5, it's West Ram 1, Schuyler County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Schuyler County Boosters, Schuyler County Times, Schuyler County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Slate Polaris ATVs north of Memphis, Tri-County Electric. As we go to the bottom of the second, it'll be Mason Wendy, Connor Smith, and Cohen Mead, 6, 7, and 8. And if anybody gets on, Bryson Wilson. So Gage Boger, he was in a little trouble in the first inning, had first and second, nobody out, pitched his way out of it. Starts his second inning of work. A lot of sunshine. A lot of wind. There goes through the second. Right on the money again. As around the horn it goes. And Mason Wendy will stand in. DH. Right-handed hitter. So Wendy. That's Mason. Waits as Boger stretches and pitches in the dirt, ball 1. So 1-0 the count on Mason Wendy. On deck, Connor Smith. Boger stretches and pitches. Inside. Ooh, they call it a strike. He caught the inside corner. A nice pitch by Boger. And it's 1-1 to count on Mason Wendy. Next pitch, strike 2, call at the knees, right down the middle, and it's 1-2 to Mason Wendy. As Boger stretches and pitches, swung on and missed strike 3. So Mason Wendy goes down on strikes, and that's 3 strikeouts in a row for Gage Boger. So Connor Smith will stride to the plate. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter. Connor Smith stands in as Boger stretches and pitches. Strike, call. Boger seems to have found his rhythm. 0-1 the count on Connor Smith. Next pitch from Boger on the way. It's a little bit outside, ball 1. So 1-1 the count to Connor Smith. Joan Meade stands on deck. Boger stretches and pitches. Swung on, a ground ball to first. He's up with it, races to the bag, and beats Smith by about two steps. So Connor Smith grounds out to first base unassisted for the second out. That'll bring in Cohen Meade, the first baseman. Meade, a right-handed hitter. Stands even on the plate. First pitch by Boger is in the dirt, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Cohen Meade. Bryson Wilson moves on deck, nobody on. Two outs for Schuyler County, bottom of the second. Next pitch, strike, call right down the middle at the belt. 1-0, Westran with the lead. Boger's 1-1 pitch. Swung on, foul straight back. And it's a ball and two strikes on Cohen Meade. Boger trying to set the Rams down 1-2-3. Gets the sign, the stretch, and the pitch. Swung on, ground ball to short. He's up with it over to first in time, and he's safe. First baseman dropped the ball. So that's going to go as an E3. It's Cohen Meade that kept on running. The shortstop, Ashton Dale, his throw was just a little bit short. First baseman Stevenson made a good stretch, but he just about a half inch short, dropped the ball. So Meade on the first base with two out, Bryson Wilson. First pitch inside in the dirt, ball one. But I'll give that error to the first baseman. Could have been the shortstop. Bowe's right on the money. It's a little short. Next pitch swung on and missed strike one. He was guessing fastball down the middle, didn't get it. So 1-1 the count to Bryson Wilson. Boger stretches and pitches. Swung on, a ground ball to the shortstop, steps on second for the out. So Bryson Wilson, it's into fielder's choice. There's the third out. And for Schuyler County in the bottom of the second, they score no runs, no hits, one error, and one left on base. We play two full from Schuyler County, and after two, Westran one, Schuyler County nothing. Back in a moment. This is KLEM Sports.
Preliminary statistics indicate 7 people were killed and 63 injured in 176 traffic crashes involving farm equipment in 2022. As this year's spring planting season begins, motorists are reminded to stay alert and look for slow-moving equipment on the road. Farmers should try to avoid traveling on roadways at dawn and dusk when it's difficult for other drivers to see them. Let's share the road with safety in mind. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Lows level off around 34 tonight under clear skies, northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 67 tomorrow. Clear skies again tomorrow night, 41. A blend of clouds and sun Thursday with daytime highs approaching 74. 67, chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 63.
And welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County Iowa High School. So we go to the top of the third inning. Marshall Kitchen, first pitch swinging, single in the left field. One hop by Ryan Ferris, and Kitchen's on to the second time in this ball game. That brings up Cooper Harvey, single his first time up. Left-handed hitter. Blooper in the center field today. Burry just couldn't quite get there. Now throw to first. It was close, but Kitchen dives back in head first. Smith stretches. There goes the runner. There's the throw, not close. So Marshall Kitchen steals second base. And he he's there with nobody out, top of the third. West ran on top, 1-0. So Harvey, the count of 0-1, next pitch, a changeup high. He was the count of all on the strike to Cooper Harvey. Smith checks, catch it at second. The wind, the pitch, swung on, ground ball to Cohen. Now the race is on. He beats Harvey to the bag, so that goes 3 unassisted. But Marshall moves to third base as the wind just keeps anything it can blow, it's going to blow. So Ashton Dale flies to center field his first time up as Smith winds and fires. A little bit low, ball 1. So up to now, Kitchen has the only run of the ball game. Smith, next pitch, on the way, swung on, ground ball to short, Severs up with it, a long throw to first in time for the out, and Marshall comes in to score Westrand's second run of the ball game, and it's 2-0, Hornets are the lead, Ashton Dale grounds out 6-3 for the second out. Gage Boger, the pitcher, sacrifice fly, his first time up, an RBI. As Smith, change up high, ball 1. So nobody on, 2 out. 1 run across here at the top of the third for West Rand. As Smith winds, pitches, strike, call, slider caught the outside corner. He was a count of all on the strike to Gage Boger. As Smith winds, fires, about a 15 hop. Hopper to seventh over to first in time for the out. And Gage Boger grounds out 6-3 for the third out. But West Ram tacks on another one. Top of the third, he scored 1 run on 1 hit. No errors and nobody left on base. And we played 2.5 from Schuyler County. After 2.5, West Ram 2, Schuyler County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. As we go to the bottom of the third, it'll be the top of the order for the Schuyler County Rams, Cale Wendy, Elliott Sevitz, and Ryan Ferris. If anybody gets on, Cooper Amon. Boger starts his third inning of work. As to date, he has given up 1 run, given up 1 hit, struck out 3, walked 1. And he's ready to go in the third inning. So he'll go through the batting order for the second time. Cale Wendy. A little blooper single by and Quayle in the right field for Schuyler County's only hit so far. So Wendy stands in, right-handed hitter. Boger stands on. Stretching the pitch. Strike, call at the letters. And 0-1 the count on Cale Wendy. Boger stretches, pitches, change up. That was a curve ball. That was low. So even the count, a ball and a strike to Cale Wendy. It's Boger stretches and pitches, bounces 1 in the dirt again. It's 2-1 to Wendy. Bottom of the third, 2-0. Westrand with the lead. Boger's 2-1 pitch on the way, swung on, popped up. Boger comes in, says he wants it. Catcher couldn't find it. Looking right into the sun. Catcher's the worst place on this field to play defense because you are looking dead into the sun. As Boger, it went up. Boger came over, looked like he was going to catch it. Then the wind caught it. He looked at his catcher. Catcher had no clue where it was at. Next pitch is way high. It's full count to Cale Windy. Well, scoreboard says 3-1. It's 3-2. So full count on Windy. Boger's pitch on the way. It's high, ball 4. So Windy draws the leadoff walk. Here comes Elliott Sevens, and he walked his first time up. So Sevens, right-handed inning, shortstop. Stands in. Boger, stretch, now he's going to throw to first, and Windy back in time. And in the meantime, Boger's cap blew off. Puts it back on, stands on the rubber. Gets the sign. The stretch and the pitch. As he slips, there goes Windy, and this time they got him. Harvey's got an arm now, and he's very, very accurate with it. As Cale Windy is caught stealing for the first out. And the count of 0-1 on Elliott Sevens. Boger. Shortstop tag on Windy, and then his cap blew off. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Fly ball popped up. Who wants it? Second baseman now has to come in. If the right fielder was clear in just behind the second baseman, he was coming in to catch that fly ball. So Elliott Sevens flies out to second base for the second out. Brings up Ryan Paris. Nobody on. Two out for Ryan. Bottom of the third. First pitch swung on. A little bleeder just gets through. Shortstop got him. He had no throw. So Ryan Paris has a two-out base hit on at first base. Brings up Cooper Amon. Second hit of the night for Schuyler County. Cooper Amon looks down to Coach Brad Moncrief. Doesn't move a muscle. So get in there and hit, big fella. As Boger stretches and pitches. Swung on. Foul back and out of play. 1-0 the count on Cooper Amon. Amon, right-handed hitting a third baseman tonight. Boger checks the runner. Pitch on the way. There goes Ferris. And this Ferris is going to make it. Yeah, a good jump as he steals second base. He's there with two out. And 1-1, I think. Yes, it is. So 1-1 the count on Ryan Ferris. Boger's pitch on the way. Gets away from Harvey. And Ryan Ferris will go to third. There would be the exception if the ball gets away. If there's a runner on base, catcher's got to go get it. So 2-1 the count on Amon. As Boger stretches, pitches, swung long, ground ball to third. It just ate him up, and a run's going to score. So Cooper Amon reaches on an error by the third baseman. And Ryan Ferris comes in to score Schuyler County's first run of the game. And Amon on at first base brings up Brody Weaver. Weaver struck out looking his last time up. Boger stretches, pitches, swung on in the center field. Center fielder leaps and catches it. So Brody Weaver flies out to center for the third out. But Schuyler County gets on the board in the bottom of the third. They score one run on one hit, one error, and one left on base. We played three full from Schuyler County. And after three, it's Westrand 2, Schuyler County 1. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMM by the Schuyler County Boosters, Schuyler County sponsors, Schuyler County Booster Club, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, and Schuyler County R1 Schools. As we go to the top of the fourth for Westrand, it's going to be Connor Haynes, D.C. Dale, and Rick Stevenson It's 5, 6, and 7. And if anybody gets on, cold Monday. As there goes the throw to second. Connor Smith takes about 2, and he's ready to go. So it'll bring up Connor Haynes, the third baseman. Haynes, tall, right-handed hitter, walked his last time up. D.C. Dale on deck, Rick Stevenson in the hole. Top of the fourth, 2-1, West Rattle lead. Smith's first pitch swung on and missed. Strike one. That's it. Pulled a string on him with a slider, and he swung right through it. Next pitch, bounces into the dirt. He's a count of all of a strike to Connor Haynes. As Smith winds, fires, swung on and missed, took a little off again, and Haynes way out in front of it. So it's 2-1 to Connor Haynes. As Smith winds, fires, swung on and missed a slide, outstanding slider. As Connor Haynes goes down on strikes for the first out, brings up D.C. Dale, struck out his first time up. Dale, the second baseman, as Smith winds and fires. It's just a little bit high, ball one. So 1-0 the count to D.C. Dale. Smith winds, fires, strike, call at the knees, a fastball. Leaves the count of all on the strike to D.C. Dale. As Smith, once again, a slider, a curveball. That's a 6-12. They swung out of distance, 1-2. As Smith's next pitch, tried another curveball, went about 55 feet in the dirt, scooped by Gail Wendy. So it's 2-2 the count on D.C. Dale. Smith's pitch on the way. Ground ball to seventh, has it. Long throw to first. He is out. Nice job by Meade at first base. As Dale dove for the bag, Meade kept his foot on the bag. That goes 6-3 for the second out. Brings up Rick Stevenson, flied out to center field his first time up. It's Connor Smith, pitch on the way. One hopper to Smith. Takes his time, throws the first in time for the out. Stevenson grounds out 1-3 for the third out. And top of the fourth for Westrand. 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 3.5 from Scotter County. After 3.5, it's Westrand 2 and Scotter County 1. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM. For the Scotter County Boosters, Scotter County Times, Scotter County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Slayton Polaris, ATVs, and Tri-County Electric. As we go into the bottom of the fourth for Scotter County, it'll be 6, 7, and 8. Mason Wendy, Connor Smith, and Cohen Meade. If anybody gets on, Bryson Wilson. As Gage Boger still on the mound for Westrand. Both starters are still in the game. So basically a pitcher's duel. One of the runs, first run for Westrand unearned. Scotter County's run was unearned. But it's a pitch duel nonetheless. So Mason Wendy will stand in, struck out swinging his first time up. As Wendy, wait to have Boger wait till everybody get back to their positions. Mason Wendy stands in. Boger stands on. Pitch on the way, swung on, a changeup, popped up. Third baseman fights it and pulls it down. So Mason Wendy flies out to third base for the first out. Brings it Connor Smith. Smith could help himself right here. As Smith grounded to first base unassisted in the second inning. Bogers, first pitch, on the way. Strike, call it sneeze. 0-1 the count to Connor Smith. Cohen Meade stands on deck. Boger stretches and pitches a changeup way high. And it's 1-1 to Connor Smith. Nobody on, one out, bottom of the fourth for Scottsdale County, trailing 2-1. Next pitch, bounces it in the dirt. Two balls and a strike to Connor Smith. Smith backs out, now stands back in. Boger stretches, pitches, low, ball three. So 3-1 to Connor Smith. Boger stretches, pitches, way high, and Connor Smith draws a one-out base on balls. On first base. And Connor Smith going to run for himself. So Cohen Meade reached on an error his first time up. As now, Coach Tanner coming out to talk to his infield. As infield gathers around, I don't see where Boger's having a problem. That's only his, well, second, third. That's the third base on balls. Of course, the one-run lead, you just kind of micromanage a little bit because it's starting to get late, bottom of the fourth. And you got Connor Smith on at first base. Maybe they're talking about if they try to lay one down. So Cohen Meade, again, reached on an error his last time up. So Boger checks the runner. Pitch on the way. Swung on, foul back. And it's 0-1 on Cohen Meade. He had a good swing at that fastball. 0-1 the count to Cohen Meade. As Boger checks Smith at first base. Pitch to Meade. Swung on, popped up. Now the catcher fights that wind, and it got him turned clear around. It's a routine foul ball. But once that wind caught it, it just took him to circle. And Harvey went in a circle and couldn't come away with it. So 0-2 the count to Cohen Meade. Boger stretches, pitches, swung on, fouled out of play down the right side. Still 0-2 to Cohen Meade. Meade getting his swings on this. 0-2 the count to Cohen Meade. Connor Smith on it first with one out. Pitch on the way, swung on, ground ball to short. And over to second for one. Throw to first, not in time. Wait for the umpire. Shortstop. Threw it to the second baseman. He had to jump to get it. Came down on the bag. And to throw the first away, not in time. So Meade reaches on the fielder's choice. On base for the second time tonight. And Connor Smith was forced at second. That's the second out. Brings in Bryson Wilson. First pitch to Wilson. That's in the dirt. And 1-0 the count to Bryson Wilson. Cohen Meade at first base with two out, bottom of the fourth. 2-1, west round of the lead as Gage Boger stretches, pitches, swung on. Slow roller to shortstop. He got with it, goes to first. What a play by the shortstop, Ashton Dale. He had to throw a fastball to first and did. So Bryson Wilson rounds out 6-3 for the third out. And for Scottsdale County in the fourth inning, they score no runs on no hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played 4-4 from Scottsdale County. And after four, West Rand 2, Schuyler County 1, back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
It's Slip It, Cuff It, Check It. Talk to doctor now and share it.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Welcome back, everybody, to Schuyler County High School. As leading off was Colt Bondy, the number 8 hitter. And he had won in the gap in left center field. Cut off by Ryan Ferris to hold Colt Bondy to a leadoff single. So that's the... So that's 3 out of 4 times that West Rand has had their leadoff hitter on base. So that Grady Colley will stand in as he grounded to second base his first time up. So Smith, first pitch. It's outside the slider. Ball one. So 1-0 the count to Grady Colley, the number 9 hitter, grounded to third his last time up. Smith's pitch on the way. Tried to bunt, bunted through it. He was the count of ball and a strike to Colley. Top of the fifth inning, 2-1. West Rand with the lead. As Colley now throw to first. Back in time is Colt Bondy hit first. And it's still 1-1 to Colley. Smith's pitch on the way. Bunted. Picked up by Smith. He'll go to first. Sacrifice is good. That gets Colt Bondy to second base. Sacrifice for Colley. That went 1-3 for the first out. And back at the top of the order. And Marshall Kitchen. He's been on base twice. He's 1-for-2 and has scored both West Rand runs. So on to second base is Bondy. As Smith stands on, checks the runner. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. A pulled the string on a slider, and Marshall way out in front of it. And it's 0-1 to Marshall Kitchen. As Smith, pitch on the way. Swung on. A base hit in the center field. Comes into second. So Marshall Kitchen's had a day. So he's 2-for-3. He's at first. That takes Bondy to third with one out. And brings in Cooper Harvey. Single in the first, rounded to third, first in the third. First pitch. And there goes the runner to second without a throw. So now West Rand, second and third, one out. And 1-0 the count on Cooper Harvey. On deck, Ashton Dale. As Smith, pitch on the way, sidearm fastball, a little bit high. Has 2-0 to Cooper Harvey. Smith winds and pitches. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. Rams 2 balls and a strike to Cooper Harvey. Harvey stands deep in the box. And Smith looks in. Now he throws to third. Kitchen back without a tag. And still 2-1 to Harvey. Next pitch swung on. Is there going to be a fair ball? Fair ball by Harvey. So Harvey gets a single. It's hard for me to see anything to the first base side. So Harvey, base hit, and that brings home Colt Bondi, not Kitchen at third, but the Colt Bondi that makes it 3-1. Now brings in Ashton Dale. There's a third base now, Kitchen. Ground ball up the middle. That'll drive in Kitchen. And that evidently didn't count. Count my chickens before they hatched. Evidently, either Amon or Sevitz got over there through the first in time for the out. So that run doesn't count. Okay. Harvey had a base hit. Ashton Dale grounds out. I'm going to say 6-3 for the second out, and I missed. Or maybe they had a double play. Could have had a. Let me see. I'm going to have to guess. It must have been a double play on that. Has to be. It would have to be a 6-4-3. That's what I'm going to guess because there was only one out. At any rate, that's the end of the top of the fifth. But West Rand tacks on another run. They score one run on two hits. No errors. And one left. And we played 4.5 from Scotland County. After 4.5, West Rand 3 and Scotland County 1. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, and Mayberry Farms Truck Accessories north of Memphis. So there goes the throw to second. And for Scotland County, it's the top of the order again. Cale Windy, Elliott Sevitz, and Ryan Ferris. It's Cale Windy on the night. Is 1-for-1, single in the first, and walked in the third. Here he is in the fifth. As Boger starts his fifth inning of work, stretches and pitches. It's high ball one. So 1-0 the count to Cale Windy. Windy, right-handed hitter, waits as Boger's pitch on the way. It's high ball two. So 2-0 the count to Cale Windy. Gage Boger stretches and pitches. Swung on, ground ball is short. He's up with it, fires, and got him. Had to hustle in on that one. Nice job, Ashton Dale. So Cale Windy grounds out 6-3 for the first out, the bottom of the fifth. That brings up Elliott Sevitz. Elliott Sevitz is 0-for-1. Walked into first. Popped out to second base in the third. As Boger stretches and pitches. Outside and low, ball one. So 1-0 the count to Elliott Sevitz. Ryan Ferris on deck. Boger stretches, pitches. Swung on, pull foul. And it's going to go way out of play down the left field line. He was the count of ball and a strike to Elliott Sevitz. Scotland County needs base runners. They trail it 3-1 in the bottom of the fifth. As Sevitz stands in, Boger stands on. 1-1 the count. His pitch on the way, it's high, but Sevitz went after it anyway, fouled it back and off the screen. The ball and two strikes to Elliott Sevitz. Sevitz stands in. Boger stretches and the pitches. Swung on and missed. He just kept climbing the ladder and Elliott just kept right on with him. So Sevitz grounds out, or strikes out to the second out. That brings in Ryan Ferris. Popped out to second to first. Single and scored in the third. Ferris is 1-for-2. Boger stretches and pitches, swung on. Ground ball is short. Dale up with it, over to first in time for the out. And Ryan Ferris grounds out 6-3 for the third out. And at the bottom of the fence, Cotter County goes 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And we played 5-4 from Schuyler after 5. West ran 3, Schuyler County nothing. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by the Schuyler County Boosters, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, and Schuyler County R1 Schools. As we go to the 6th for West Ram, it's going to be 4, 5, and 6, Gage Bogart, Connor Haynes, and D.C. Dale. If anybody gets on, Rick Stevenson. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Schuyler County Ram Baseball on your sports leader for Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. As we're down to our last, as far as regular season game on KMEM tomorrow, as I'll be at Knox County High School, Knox County, and Clark County. Then in about a week and a half, the district start as the first pitch. It nicked Gage Boger. So Boger hit by a pitch. He'll go to first base. And again, West Ryan gets that leadoff batter on. But Schuyler County is going to host the Class 2 District 6. That's where Scotland, Schuyler, Putnam, and who am I missing for the third one? Somebody needs to help me. There's 5 schools and Knox. Knox, they're all 4 here in this district. And then Clark County in the South Shelby District. That's District 6, Class 3. And we'll bring them all to you if we can. That's the first pitch from Connor Smith to Connor Haynes was a changeup inside, ball 1. So 1-0 to Connor Haynes. And Smith checks the runner first, throws over, and runner back in time. Well, we got a pinch runner. Find out who it is without Traydon Chapman is running at first base for Boger. So Chapman on first. Nobody out. Top of the fifth inning. Top of the sixth, rather. And 1-0, 1-1 to count. Now the next pitch in the dirt gets away, and Chapman will go to second base. So Chapman on at second, nobody out. 2-1 to count on Connor Haynes. As Haynes, right-handed hitter. Smith checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way. Just a little bit outside. 3-1 the count on Connor Haynes. So Haynes, next pitch, swung on. Fouled it off his leg. He comes in for first, pick it up. And it's 3 balls and 2 strikes on Connor Haynes. It's Connor Smith. Watches the bird fly over the infield. Waits for Haynes to get in. Now he does. And Smith checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way in the dirt, ball 4. So Connor Haynes draws the base on balls. And it's first and second, nobody out for West Ram. As D.C. Dale will stand in. He grounded it short last time up, struck out in the first. So he's 0 for 2. Connor Smith checks the runner at second. Pitch on the way in the dirt. Blocked nicely by Cale Wendy. Runners stay at first and second. As D.C. Dale, second baseman, stands in. He has a count of 1-0. The stretch now a throw to second as Sevens tried to sneak in behind Chapman. The throw was there, but Chapman was back. Pitch is on the way and inside and high to Dale. 2-0 to D.C. Dale. Rick Stevenson stands on deck. As Connor Smith checks the runner at second. Now the 2-0 pitch swung on. Tap foul. Knocked down and caught by Coach Tanner at third base. Has two balls on the strike to D.C. Dale. Dale, right-handed hitter, stands about even with the plate. Smith, pitch on the way. A little bit low, ball three. So Smith, he's kind of pulls one of those Fernando Valenzuela act on you. As he looks at second and starts his windup to come home, or the stretch to come home, and then looks, throws the ball, and then looks where he's thrown it. That one was strike two. Is a full count on Dale. Next pitch is high, ball three or ball four. Now the bases are loaded for the Hornets. As Chapman is on at third, going to second is Haynes, and on first is D.C. Dale. It's Cale Windy. Goes out, has a few words with Connor Smith. Trots back behind the home plate, and Rick Stevenson will stand in. This could be the ball game right here. Bases loaded, force at any base. And Rick Stevenson is 0-2. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike one. So 1-0 the count to Rick Stevenson. Tall right-handed hitter. Next pitch on the way. Swung on and missed strike two. So 0-2 the count to Rick Stevenson. Bases loaded and nobody out for Westrand. Leading 3-1. Top of the sixth. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Foul back and out off the screen. Still 0-2 to Rick Stevenson. I don't know whether he'd want to throw one up in his eyes again. He had a pretty good rip at that one. So 0-2 the count to Stevenson. The wind and the pitch. Swung on. High fly ball left field as Ferris has it, as he'll throw it over the head of Cooper Amon, but that was deep enough to drive in a run as Chapman will score. Sacrifice fly was good. He flies out to left field for the first out. Runners stay where they are. That's one of the hardest hit balls we've seen this afternoon. It's 4-1. Westrand has the lead. Colt Bonney singled and scored his last time up. Runners at first and second, one out. Bonney is 1-2. Now back to the stretch is Connor Smith. Checks the runner at first, now looks at second. Pitch on the way, swung, popped up, and out of play. So 0-1 the count to Colt Bonney. And Smith stretches, pause, now the pitch. Strike two call, 0-2 the count to Cole Bondi. And Smith looks into Wendy, gets the sign. The stretch and the pitch. That slider is in the dirt, gets away from Wendy, and runners advance to second and third with one out. And 1-2 the count on Cole Bondi. Al Smith back to the wind. The pitch on the way. And it fouled down the right field line. Still 1-2 the count to Cole Bondi. So Bondi, right-handed hitter, stands on. Connor Smith looks in. Shakes off a sign. Shakes off another sign. Now he's set. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Strike three call. And Colt Bondi goes down on strikes for the second out. Brings in the number 9 hitter, Grady Colley. He's 0-1. Grounded to third. second inning and sacrificed in the fifth. First pitch from Smith, swung on, a high fly ball. Should be a can of corn for Berry, and not necessarily a can of corn. He had to go back on it and jumped at the last minute and brought it down. So Colley flies out to center field for the third out. But Westrand just going to one run you into the ground. They score one run on no hits, no errors, and they had two left on base as we played 5.5 from Schuyler County after 5.5. Westrand 4, Schuyler County 1. And this afternoon's game is being brought to you on KMEM by the Schuyler County Boosters, the Schuyler County Times, Schuyler County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Slate Polaris ATVs, north of Memphis, and Tri-County Electric. As we go to the bottom of the sixth, for Schuyler County, it'll be 4, 5, and 6, Cooper Amon, Brody Weaver, and Mason Wendy. And if anybody gets on, Connor Smith. So Boger still on the hill for the Hornets. As Cooper Amon is 0 for 2, struck out looking in the first, reached on an error in third. Schuyler County, one error, and the Hornets have two errors. So Boger, first pitch to Amon, swung on a high fastball. It's fouled back, and the wind caught it, goes out of play. And it's 0-1 on Cooper Amon. Again, as soon as that ball goes in there, it just takes off. That was popped straight up, and there's at least, I'd say, 30 feet from home plate to out of play, and it went out of play. Next pitch swung on, popped up out of play all over my head on the first base side. And it's 0-2 to Cooper Amon. Leading off for Schuyler County, the bottom of the sixth, Brody Weaver on deck and Mason Wendy in the hole. Boger stretches and pitches. Oh, he lays off a slider. Boger wanted that call. Nice eye by Cooper Amon. 1-2 the count to Cooper Amon. Boger's next pitch in the dirt, ball two. So 2-2 the count on Cooper Amon. Again, Schuyler County needs base runners. They've been held to just two base hits. Next pitch swung on and missed strike three. So Cooper Amon goes down on strikes for the first out in the bottom of the sixth. Brings in Brody Weaver. As Weaver 0 for 2, struck out in the first, flied out to center in the third. So Weaver, right-handed hitting, right fielder. Bogers, first pitch, swung on high, can of corn into center. Center fielder is there, puts it away. So Brody Weaver flies out to center field for the second out. And Mason Wendy will stand in. So Wendy, 0 for 2. Boger's first pitch to Mason Wendy. A little bit inside as Wendy struck out in the second, popped out to third and to fourth. Is Boger in a hurry? Pitch on the way, outside, ball two. So two on the count on Mason Wendy. Connor Smith stands on deck. Boger's pitch on the way, swung long, ground ball to short. He's up with it. Over to first in time for the out. As Mason Wendy grounds out 6-3 for the third out. And for Schuyler County in the sixth inning, they go 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We played six full from Schuyler County. And after six, it's Westrand 4 and Schuyler County 1. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Slip it, cuff it, check it. Talk to doctor now and share it.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources.
Hey, this is Reba McEntire, and I wanted to talk to you about a serious problem right here in our own backyard. Did you know that there are nearly 16 million kids struggling with hunger in America? That's why the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks collects surplus food, engaging their communities in solving hunger and giving hope to hungry kids and their families. But they need your help. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Scottsdale County, Iowa High School. As we go to the top of the seventh inning, Westrand leading Scottsdale County 4-1 as Westrand has scored in the first, the third, the fifth, and the sixth. One run is in the ground. At Kitchen, up to bat, they're trying to lay off a curveball and couldn't do it. Instead, fouled it back. It's 0-1 on Marshall Kitchen. Has had a night. He's 2-for-3, 2 runs scored. He's been on base all 3 times. Next pitch, a little bit inside. Evens the count of ball on the strike on Marshall Kitchen. Cooper Harvey on deck and Ashton Day on the hole. 1-2-3 for the Westrand Hornets. Next pitch is outside, ball 2, so it's 2-1 on Kitchen. Wind by Smith. Now, one hopper to Cooper Amy. He's up with it over to first in time for the out. And nice job by Amon, but nicer job by Meade as a strike. But Meade had to worry about keeping his feet on the bag. So Marshall Kitchen grounds out 5-3 for the first out. Brings up Cooper Harvey, left-handed hitting catcher. First pitch swung on. Popped up. Who wants it? Weaver comes in from right field. He got it. So Harvey flies out to right field for the second out. That brings in Ashton Dale. Dale has grounded to short twice. 0-for-2. As Dale, right-handed hitter, stands in. Smith, pitch on the way. Swung on. And foul back and out of play. I heard it hit the top of the Scottsdale County dugout on the first base side. So Connor Smith winds and pitches. Swung on, popped up. Wiv's going to get it. It's going to go clear over on the Lady Rab softball field. So 0-2 the count to Ashton Dale. Smith looks into Wendy. Gets his sign, the wind and the pitch. He didn't try to get out of the way, and I'm surprised over that. It was a changeup. Ashton Dale just stood there and let it plunk him. So that was hit by a pitch. I think a lot of that is up to umpire discretion. I saw it the other night down in Clark County. A couple of Clark kids got hit. Umpires didn't get back here. You got to try to get out of the way. So I've seen it both ways. Now, was he go to first and just back in time was Ashton Dale. Boger stands in. Boger says he is 0-for-1. There goes the runner to second. He's going to be out. Wasn't really close. As Caleb Wendy threw one right on the money to third base, or to second, they put him out, put the tag on him. So it turned out that Westrand goes 1-2-3 in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We played 6.5 from Schuyler County. And after 6.5, it's Westrand 4, Schuyler County 1 back. in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Scottsdale County Iowa High School's Connor Smith will lead things off for Scottsdale County in the bottom of the seventh. Rams trailing 4-1. First pitch from Boger fouled out of play, and it's 0-1 to Connor Smith. That's Boger. Deals again. Fastball foul backing off the screen, and it's 0-2 to Connor Smith. On deck, Cohen Meade, and in the hole, Bryson Wilson, 7-8-9 for Scottsdale County. So 0-2 the count to Connor Smith. Boger, 0-2 pitch, swung on, popped up to second base. He is there, puts it away. And Connor Smith flies out to second base for the first out. Brings up Cohen Meade, as Cohen's been on base twice. He's 0-2, reached on an error in the second, and reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. As Boger's first pitch, strike, call right down the middle at the knees. 0-1 to Cohen Meade. Bryson Wilson on deck. Boger's pitch on the way. Swung on, line drive to second base as Cohen Meade lines out the second for the second out. Now the Rams are down to their final out of the ball game, and Bryson Wilson reached on a fielder's choice in the second and grounded to short in the fourth. As Wilson will stand in from the right side. Rams second baseman as Boger stretches and pitches. Swung on and missed, strike one. So 0-1 the count to Bryson Wilson. Wilson waits, next pitch, swung long, ground ball to short. He's up with it over to first in time for the out, and that's the ball game. As Wilson grounds out 6-3, Scottsdale County goes 3-up, 3-down, no runs, no hits, and no errors. And that's the end of the ball game with the final score, Westland 4 and Scottsdale County 1. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm not a numbers person. I couldn't do math the old way. Now there's a new way. Have you ever thought like this when it comes to your kid in math? You're not alone. With kids more than half a grade level behind in math because of COVID, now is a time parents need to jump in and be part of the equation. And you don't need to be a math whiz to help. Visit bepartoftheequation.org to check whether your kid is on track with math. Find tips, videos, and more at bepartoftheequation.org today.
Welcome back, everybody. Scott of County Arlen High School. It's a final. As the West Rand Hornets win their fifth game of the year by defeating Scott of County 4-1. Line score for West Rand, 4 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, 5 left on base. For Scott of County, 1 run on 2 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on base. The winning pitcher was Gage Boger, and the losing pitcher for Scott of County, Connor Smith. West Rand improves to 5-13, while Scott of County falls to 6-12. And tonight's game has been brought to you on KMM by the Scott of County Boosters, Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Mayberry Farms, Truck Accessories north of Memphis, the Northeast Missouri Rural Telephone Company, Schuyler County R1 Booster Club, Schuyler County R1 Schools, Schuyler County Times, Schuyler County Hospital and Rural Health Clinics, Slate Blair's ATVs, and Tri-County Electric. So again, West Rand defeats Schuyler 4-1, West Rand 5-13, Schuyler County 6-12, and more high school baseball for you tomorrow night. I'll be at Knox County High School, Knox County, and Clark County. For producer Mark Denny from Schuyler County, our own high school, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.